This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Free for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. As football fans, we often pride ourselves on knowing everything, from which substitution can turn the game around to the quickest route home to beat the crowds. However, when it comes to discussing feelings with our friends, we might not always feel as confident. That's why we're here to equip you with the right tools so you can reach out to those who can help. If your mates are struggling, let them know that the Samaritans are free to call on 116 123. That's 116 123. They are there to listen without judgment or pressure, 24/7, 365 days of the year. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
This is the besotted Pride of West London podcast. Final whistle at the G-Tech's just gone. Final score is Brentford 1, Newcastle United 2, which I feel a bit hard done by, if I'm honest with you. I think Brentford creating enough chances to come away with at least a point. Newcastle turned the game around. We were a goal up at the break. It could have been three. Ivan Toney had a goal disallowed. He also had a penalty saved before there was another penalty given, which he to be fair, he had the balls to just put in the same side, but a little bit higher. And Nick Pope, you know, didn't get anywhere near it. It was a big turnaround in that game. I thought first half we approached it right, the Dutch, but second half they just had enough when it counted to you know, just score two. I, as I said, I feel a bit hard done by.
Yeah, I thought we played very well on the whole. Two goals close together didn't help us out. Another team I used to like that I now don't like, I think. Referee was poor, weak. We gave them every single decision, I thought, but we didn't really create enough chances. But play well overall. I mean, no, they're not top four for nothing, and they got some good players. But we're a good team as well, really, and I'm very, very disappointed not to get a point out of that.
Some dark arts there as well by the Geordies.
Yeah, some proper dark arts, but you know, dark arts need to be stopped, don't they? And that referee had no intention of stopping anything, really. Only VAR gave us anything.
I feel hard done by. Are you feeling hard done by?
Yeah, I'm a bit. I think we had a bad half hour in that second half where we let them back into the game and they'd scored the goal they needed to get. They'd scored the goal that they needed to get. They are a top four team. We look
but,
like...
But are they? They are, but are they?
We are not far behind them, but I think they are up there with the Tottenhams of this world and they'll be battling out at the end of the year for the Champions League, final Champions League plays. Look, you know, we didn't take our chances. Ivan missed that first half penalty. I think that would have been a different game altogether had he scored that. You know, it's disappointing, but, you know, it's a disappointing result, but we're still fighting there. We're still going on. Let's just hope we keep on fighting and battling to the end of the season.
This long, unbeaten home run comes to an end. I did expect it to come against a better team. I'm not being sort of trolly on them. I don't think that Newcastle were that good. You know, I think we were more than a match for them during most of that game. I'm struggling to work out how we actually lost it or didn't get anything from it.
I totally agree. I thought first of all that was a really fantastic game of football. Thoroughly enjoyed it. Both teams were like going for it. That was really great. But I totally agree with you. I thought we was matched them at least and probably should have won that game. I mean, the referee's decisions were all made by VAR. He made no decisions himself. It was, you know, and some of the decisions he was making were rubbish anyway. But yeah, great game of football. We were really, really good, I thought, through most of that game. They came out second half, really took it to us a little bit and got the two goals. I mean, it was just like, unfortunate for us. They weren't brilliant. They were a top eight side, I'd agree with that. But they're not fantastic, and we gave them a brilliant game. I thought we should have got 3 points, 1 point minimum.
you know, the team are doing what they always do. They come round and they take the applause from the fans. They deserve to be clapped off again today, don't they? I think that we deserve something out of that.
Yeah, I think we did. I think we were by far the better team in the first half. Goal disallowed. Ivan, this fair play to Ivan. Huge mental strength to come back and score that second penalty. Could take my hat off to him. Don't think there's many players who could have done that. And I think it was just 15 minutes at the start of the second half. We lost a bit of control of the game. I don't think we adapted to their tactical change quickly enough. And it's really difficult when you're defending against a team of giants at the back. You know, we put some really good balls in and they're so tall. It's just really difficult to be winning those balls. I think we deserve something from it. I think they're lucky to get away with a win.
I would say, you know, I agree. They were big guys at the back. Their crossing wasn't brilliant, though, was it?
No, it wasn't Trippier, certainly. His crossing wasn't up to his normal standards, I'd say. I don't think the crossing was great. Our crossing wasn't as good as it can be. But I think we 100% deserve something out of that. I think it was 15 minutes that we cost us a game at the start of the second half, unfortunately.
Look, I'm not gonna sort of like gripe about the, you know, it was all because of the referee. It wasn't because of the referee. The referee gave some of our players little or no protection. There was no yellow cards at all.
Yeah,
a couple of them, like Gordon at the end. It's a booking.
Yeah.
But it was the 4 minutes added as well.
Unbelievable, because there were two goals, a VAR check, however many substitutions. Certainly the Newcastle ones took forever. There should have been at least five, but six, probably 6-7 minutes. I mean, where they only got 4 minutes from, it's unbelievable, really. I mean, it's just, whether or not, I don't, would necessarily have made any difference, but you do wonder sometimes what's going on. There's no consistency about it.
I mean, always, you never complain about the referee when you win, but I just think, you know, there was 6 or 7 minutes there for sure.
Yeah, and you know, you don't like referees who are throwing their cards around left, right, centre. Do you like a referee to let the game flow? But you know, there were a couple. They were, Trippier went straight through Rico and he didn't even get his card out. So I don't know. There's a line where he probably should have shown one or two earlier on, and you know, I think that would have sorted it out. But you know, they came, they did a job. Like I said, it was 15 minutes to start that second half. I think a draw would probably have been the fair result, but you know, football's not always fair, is it?
So the long undefeated run at home. It's only the second game we've lost here this season. We lost at home to Arsenal on a really weird Saturday or Sunday morning, just after the Queen had died. Really weird atmosphere. Today, I'm still scratching my head to think how we lost that. How did we lose that?
I honestly don't know, because I thought we were great in the first half. I don't know. All right, we did give it away a little bit in the second half, but I just don't get it. I didn't see enough of the first disallowed goal to know whether it was offside or not. Obviously it was, but I don't know. It's just silly little piecing things together in the second half, but we should have won it. We should have had them. And then also, I know we're probably going to get slammed by Newcastle fans, but I don't care. They know how to play the referee. And as Ali was saying just now, what was that about with the stoppage time? Like she said, the VAR checks and everything. 3 minutes in the first half and only 4 minutes in the second? That was just shocking. They should have had a lot more time than that. But in the end, I'm upset, obviously, as you would be. But in the end, if you think about it, we've lost to the three top teams. I mean, three clubs in the top half. It's no disgrace, really. We lost to Man United, who was what, their fourth the other day, weren't they? We've lost to whoever at the Newcastle today. They're in the top four. It's not really that bad. Only two.
And not a lot in it as well.
Not a lot in it, exactly. That's what I'm saying. So in the end, we're getting there. I don't think we're going to make it into Europe, but it was never my sort of thing anyway. Just doing well and staying up in the top half was what I wanted. And we can build on that next season. Sharder, oh my God. It was fantastic. And I was worried that he was going to take him off and bring Brian on. And I said to my brother, I said, wouldn't it be great if he brought Brian on and he has Brian and Sharder on together? And he did, and it was great. And that was very, very kind of promising.
So outside the stadium now, people milling around. What did you make of the game?
Overall disappointing. Probably prepared ourselves for it because there was a couple of stats that went today with Tony and the two losses on the trot. But actually really thought we stepped up first half, really took the game to them after United when people were tired perhaps. And second half, it just seemed that first 10-15 minutes we didn't get in gear quite quick enough and had shipped the goals by then. But having said that, after that little weather to the storm, we got the subs on. That made the difference, I think. And, we just didn't have enough to get quite over the line and get a point. It was probably a lucky win for Newcastle, but when you're up there, that probably is what you get.
I've been quite critical afterwards. I was saying that, you know, I didn't think Newcastle were that good. They weren't any better than us. We were better than them, I thought. But there you go. I will be positive about them. They took... their two goals were quality, real two really good finishes there, and there was a third one that was disallowed for a handball, which I'll have to have a look at that on the match of the day tonight. So there is quality there, but they know the dark arts, don't they?
Yeah, I don't want to get too much drawn into that, but it was interesting. The only yellow card, I think, was for the guy not going off, number 14, towards the very, very end. He kept them in his pocket, and I guess they'll keep doing that until they get some sanctions down. So maybe they've got to be a bit more consistent a bit earlier with the cards. But look, it was a good game. It's good to see teams that come and try and play football and do actually do that. But I think once you've got that lead, then actually trying to protect that is something that the teams do at the top. They get very, very crafty at being able to do.
So, positives from Brentford, you know, where does Brentford's season go from here? And, you know, what, you know, seeing Sharda start today was maybe a sign of what we're going to, you know, we're going to see for the rest of the season. Maybe we see a lot more minutes from him.
Yeah, Sharda was a standout today, especially first half. His legs, I was honestly blown away. The first penalty that we got, that was down to his work rate and his pace. Absolute standout there. It's an interesting one because we're in a bit of a dreamland, really. We're in a run-in, but we're just not looking down still. There's teams losing still around us, and I think we can just try and focus on enjoying every game and making the most of it, really. But yeah, brilliant to see players like Sharda being proper bedded in now. I hope Damsgaard, we actually see him a bit more at his best. And even players like Onyeka and Ayo who can come back and actually make a bit of a difference, give us some squad depth.
So Brentford, they bounced back after the midweek defeat. They put in, you know, a really good first half performance. They looked like they were up for the task of taking on an informed Newcastle. What did you make of Brentford's performance, and what did you make of Newcastle?
I was really pleased to see us start so well after having kind of a muted first half on Wednesday. That was really good to see. And, the penalty decisions and, you know, the kind of positive play was really good on that side of things. Clearly, Newcastle made a tactical change at halftime, and that worked really well for them. They hit us, you know, a couple of times, unfortunately. Arguably, we could have avoided those goals. And, I think playing three games in a week against three sides who are either good on form or at their home ground where they get a lot of, you know, rub of the green in United is always going to be difficult. I think it's just trying to take the positives out of what we did. One thing I did like is the fact that when we do go one down, we're not, you know, kind of conceding, or we're not kind of drawing into ourselves. We're, going positive. We're going 4-3-3. We're going, you know, for it. And, we had a coast a couple of times there. But, yeah, we, you know, we're just not quite there yet. And the fact we're saying that about three games against three, you know, good sides, three sides you've spent a lot of money is really, really positive. So, you know, UBs.
And right at the end, you know, we had, God knows what formation it was, but we had Wiesa on, we had Sharda on, we had Mbeumo on, and we had Tony on. Did you think we were going to nick something there?
I always thought we had it in us. I think we had some tired legs. I think we had some tired legs maybe at the back, and when we were putting them in. One thing I thought was a little bit slightly frustrating is we put a lot of the balls quite near to Pope, and I think he was always going to try and get them. Maybe we got them on the floor a bit or crossed them in to kind of get something going through. Could have been a bit better. So while I don't think we ran out of ideas...
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. As football fans, we often pride ourselves on knowing everything, from which substitution can turn the game around to the quickest route home to beat the crowds. However, when it comes to discussing feelings with our friends, we might not always feel as confident. That's why we're here to equip you with the right tools so you can reach out to those who can help. If your mates are struggling, let them know that the Samaritans are free to call on 116 123. That's 116 123. They are there to listen without judgment or pressure, 24/7, 365 days of the year. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
And, you know, it wasn't the case of too many cooks either, which sometimes can happen in those situations when you're going for it. So thought we maybe could have been a little bit more clever, maybe put the ball over a little bit, you know, further away from him, and then maybe would have got an opportunity in there as well. They do also have a very large kind of back four and have a centre-back playing at left-back and so on. So, you know, it's, yeah, it's a bit of a shame, but I thought we could have done something.
Last time I'm going to mention this, hopefully, on this podcast is, are you surprised that only 4 minutes came up?
The whole game was ridiculous. The yellow cards situation was absurd. I thought that there were two or three short on the other side. I don't get how putting your body in front of the goalkeeper on one of them is not a yellow card, when in every other game it's a yellow card. For not having four minutes when you've had at least 4 minutes worth of substitutions, a VAR check and so on, is a bit staggering. But, you know, the quality of officials in this league is a bit disastrous sometimes, unfortunately.
So you're coming away, you were banging form going into this game, and the results have gone your way again today. What did you make of your performance? What did you make of your day at Brentford?
I think the first half was very poor. Brentford played better, and we changed up a couple of things second half, and then we come out stronger, scored, and that's what I thought, yeah. I think Brentford were overall better.
Yeah, I mean, all the Brentford fans are obviously biased, but you know, I think, being honest, we thought that we were the better team today.
I'd agree with that. But the referee was definitely on your side as well.
You reckon?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, 100%.
A couple of people said he didn't make one decision today. The big decisions the VAR made. He didn't give any bookings away, and he didn't give any injury time at the end when we were expecting a 7 to go up, and he gave 4 when there was, God knows how it was, a 4. But you know, blaming the referee is a bit.
I'm not blaming the referee. I'm just saying the referee was definitely on your side there. There was a few things I've seen, a few incidents I've seen, but that could have went our way, and he weren't giving it.
And you got a better view of the penalty decisions because it was at your end while I was at the very other end. What did you think they were penalties when you saw them?
100% not. Definitely not. I think he went low for the header and he kicked the ball away, but I think you're allowed to kick the ball when it's only waist height. So I wouldn't have said it was a pen. And I'm not being biased with that neither. I just think it's a 100% wasn't a pen.
And is this your first time at New Griffin Park? Have you been here before? Or is it
second time?
And what do you make of the place?
Love it. Love it, mate. Brilliant stadium. Brilliant atmosphere. Good fans, mate, and you know what it is, I like Brentford. I like Brentford as well. So, yeah, it's good.
So I'm back outside the pub, and I've stumbled across a Newcastle fan drinking with a Brentford fan. You've obviously both going to have slightly differing opinions of how the game. Let's go to the not Geordie Geordie. what did you make of the match? And you're obviously delighted with the result. Do you think you deserved it?
I'll tell you what, first off, you should be 2-0 up in the first half, you lot. But literally, we come out the second half, we were a better team, a stronger team. The first penalty was a penalty. Obviously, we'll save the second penalty. No way a penalty. It's obviously been given for a foul, but it's hit him here. It's a foul, handball, whatever. But it's not. But overall, we deserve to win. So,
I mean, VAR played a big part in that game, you know, and the goal that was disallowed. What was your thoughts on that?
Not all your games. This game especially, you just played with VAR.
Well, it wasn't our choice, but I mean, if it comes our way, I mean, the referee gave us nothing else all afternoon.
The referee was your choice, so you got to admit, the referee was shit.
Oh, he was awful. Yeah. It was absolutely no bookings. There was bookings in that game that, from both sides probably, that he didn't give. And like 4 minutes at the end, we were looking for a 7 or 8 minute there because of the VARs and the substitutions and the goals, etc.
But to be fair, from a mutual party, should have been 2-2, should have been a draw, but obviously we've got the better end of the stick, so happy days.
Happy days indeed. What's your thoughts? Are you similar or you differing?
Fairly similar. First half, we were a much better side, and they come out second half, almost had like 5 strikers on the pitch. Joe Linton was kind of playing as a false 10 or whatever, false 9, sorry. But last 20 minutes of the game or so, we started to press on. But, yeah, I think today Real showed a different side to our game with Sade playing.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's buzzing about him. He played well up at Old Trafford in the week. He had a really good game away at Newcastle, away at Southampton. He's putting in some really impressive performances. We're expecting a lot from him. What are you expecting for the remainder of our season?
I think it's kind of just how high we can finish up the table. I think Europe almost looks set now of who's going to be in it. And it's, I think anything inside the top 10 to better last season is going to be an improvement for us.
And how about yourself? You think you're going to stay up?
Well, obviously we're staying up, mate. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, sorry, I'm getting the seasons muddled up. No, I'm taking the piss. No. Are you going to finish in the Champions League places, or is that a bit too much, you think?
Well, personally, this season, obviously, we've only just got the new owners. I'll be happy with top 4, but we won't go any further than that, obviously. But if we've got Europa, we've still got the leeway this in the summer to spend the money, but I think going straight to Champions League from obviously fuck all relegation battle last season, nah, no chance, especially with financial fair play.
Perfect. So back inside the pub now, I've got a pint in my hand. Always feel better after a defeat with a beer in my hand. What did you make of the game? You know, it's not great to lose, is it? But we haven't seen a defeat at the stadium since the Arsenal match. It's only our second defeat at home this season. Are you feeling hard done by? I still am a little bit.
A little bit hard done by. Again, I think with us, a draw would have been a fair result, but you can't. I wouldn't want to massively argue with it. My gripes with the game are mainly with the ref, as usual. Well, I thought he didn't make any of the big decisions in the game. All went to VAR. He did not make any of them. And when there were other on the pitch decisions, he didn't give them. To either way. I thought in the first half we dominated quite a lot. There was probably a good 20-25 minute spell where we were on top and they were really, really backpedaling. In the second half of the first half they came back into it. I thought they were quite measured on the ball, put their foot on the ball, looked up. They were quite calm about things. Start of the second half, they came out really strong. We were on the back foot. Obviously, the goals came in. I think after that, we were on the front foot. Had a lot of opportunities. Didn't take them, obviously. But I think we were unlucky not to take a few of them that whizzed across the goal.
Well, Ivan Toney could have had a first half hat-trick on another day.
Oh, absolutely. And probably on any other day, he would have got it. But I think they did quite a good job on him because, as I've said before, the referee wasn't giving any decisions. So those big balls that come over the top that Ivan will chest down or flick on, quite a lot of them, I would say he was getting fouled when we didn't get the decisions. But, you know, that's it. It's another game. It's a game gone, isn't it? But, you know.
I mean, Ivan was always going to miss one eventually. It's you know... It's probably the longest successful penalty taking run that I can remember in my lifetime.
Is it 22?
Yeah, I don't know the exact number, but it was just it bonkers.
He's always going to miss one. I just wish it was when we were 5-0 up.
Yeah.
Like, you can't pick when you're going to get a penalty, but respect to him for standing up and taking the second one. What I thought was quite good on the second penalty was the way that we handled it. And first of all, Jensen picked up the ball, put it on the spot. He was getting it in the air from the Newcastle players. Then someone else picked it up. Can't quite remember who it was. But then he took a lot of flack on the Newcastle players. And then when it came down to the business, they gave the ball over to Ivan. He put it on the spot and put it away. So I thought we managed that little scenario quite well.
I've seen that the last couple of penalties he's taken, actually. Yeah, you're right. I think it's Jensen, right, you're right. He holds the ball and then Ivan goes for a wander over by the corner flag. Yeah, he's out of harm's way, and then once all the kerfuffle and the opposition players that are trying to influence and just shithouse. Once they've been cleared out of the penalty area, then Ivan comes back in and picks the ball.
Oh yeah, and that's you've summed it up. That's exactly what happened. But you've said quite well there, shithousery, because Newcastle, I thought they played very well. Not, I've got 100% no sour grapes with that, but they are quite moany around the ref. I thought they were. Like, to a certain extent, what everyone does these days is they were very good at it. They were in the referee's ear all the time. They were quite foully in certain areas of the pitch, which is quite clever. It's not a gripe, but they were a bit dirtier than I expected, if I'm honest.
So some more Geordies in the pub, always good to see them. You're always welcome in the pubs around Brentford. You must have had a pretty good day out. A victory was exactly what you came here for. You've showed enough quality in the second half to turn the game around. You must be delighted.
Yeah, very happy. The first half, Brentford were very good. I was a little bit concerned. The first penalty, definite. Second one, don't know about it. But the second half, we brought Wilson on in the Scouser. We've done not too bad. But Brentford are a big side, physical side, but they were good. But so are we. But hard game. Hard fought 2-1.
You look like a team that's kind of like, it's a real mix and match, because you've obviously got like excellent quality in there, and you've got like a big back line, you've got a big, very good goalkeeper. You know how to shithouse though.
Exactly, yeah. We can do it all day long, aye.
I mean, do you feel that's something you have to do?
The press have blown out all proportion. They all do it, all teams. I don't like it myself, but they all do it, every single team you watch. Man City do it for the past few years. They lose the ball, they do tactical fouls. Liverpool done it. All the supposedly big teams all do it. I'm not saying it's right, but we do it as well. Not to the extent what the press make it, you know.
Do you think that next season, I'm not going to focus on that overly, because you know you're obviously having a brilliant season. You had two away games back to back. You've come away with 6 points, and obviously you beat Man United last weekend. That's three straight wins. That's incredible. Where do you see your season going from here? Is Champions League? Do you believe in that's going to happen, or is that still kind of just a wish like our European dreams?
Well, we're third top. And our goal difference is more than 20 above Manchester United and Tottenham. We've got to play Tottenham at home yet, and Arsenal. I think we'll beat Tottenham, no problem. But Arsenal are a great team, so I'll be happy with a point even at home against them, because they are very, very good.
And to round it off, what do you make of Brentford, the stadium, and your day out?
Absolutely brilliant. Excellent. Good pubs, good people, good team. Aggressive, gets stuck in, that's what we like. Personally, I don't mind that.
So I'm going to round it up there, to be honest with you. I've had some really good comments from Brentford fans, really good comments from the Geordies.
I would say
everyone,
Newcastle fans are decent.
They're a knowledgeable bunch. They know their football, and they're none of them getting too carried away.
Away. Don't get carried away.
They know that we're a good team, and they've had a good day out. And I don't like away fans coming here and having too much of a good day out, but. You know, it's not happened too many times this season. So, let's round it up. Come on,
you win. Football.
Can you, bees?
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. Beyond the pitch, beyond the results, we're here to connect fans, getting them to embrace the highs and lows of supporting your club. Because we're not just fans, we're a team. With 2 in 3 football fans having struggled with their mental health, we understand that life off the pitch can present its own challenges. That's why we're committed to ensuring you have the tools to stay connected with your friends and fellow supporters. Take a moment to connect with your mates. A simple text or an open conversation can make a world of difference. And if they don't respond right away, don't hesitate to follow up. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.